All right. We had to take care of some business, and I'm so glad that we were able to make this work. Billy Ray Smith, Razorback and Charger legend, Billy Ray Smith Jr., joining us in the zone today. Sorry about the cross up there, Mr. Smith. How are you, sir?
Guys, entirely my fault. I apologize for keeping you guys waiting. I know you guys have superstars on the line you want to talk to, and thanks for making space after I missed my slot.
I refuse to blame anyone but Pat Bradley for that. Whether or not it's his fault is not relevant or germane to the conversation.
I like the way you work.
So, where are you now? That's the segment. Where are you now exactly?
I'm still in Southern California, man. They drafted me out here in 1983, and I refuse to leave. As many groups have gotten behind the get rid of Billy Ray thing, I'm still here.
Well, from your playing days, I would say that nobody tells you where to go. You kind of make that determination on your own. Now, you're working in our line of work now. Is that what I hear?
Yeah, we have a radio show, the Scott and VR show, on XX 1090 out here in San Diego. We're dealing with an underachieving Charger team and really an exciting San Diego State Aztec team that's been doing some good work lately.
Yeah, both your teams are underachieving a little bit this year, unfortunately. Back home here in Arkansas, I'm sure you've been able to keep up with your alma mater, but not quite living up to some of the high expectations going into the season.
Well, listen, I mean, when you walk out there against Alabama, they're not ranked in the top five for no reason. They've got a pretty good team, and I watched that game, and doggone it, it almost broke my heart. I mean, it was a tough loss for the Razorbacks.
You get a chance to go to any of the games, or are you just too busy with everything that's going on during the
NFL season? Well, as a matter of fact, I was in Fayetteville for the Alabama game a couple of years ago, and we walked out for the coin toss, and I saw the guys from Alabama. I looked up at them, and I was tempted to tell the fellas that I was with in the Razorback uniforms that it might be time to get out of here. they're some big dudes. Now, I don't know what it is in Alabama, but they feed those guys a little differently than we do in Arkansas, I can tell you that.
Billy, you are certainly known for big hits at your position in college and in the pros. There's been a big talk. I guess the news has come out today that they're going to take some pretty harsh measures with guys who lead with a helmet. What's your thought on all that?
You know, we talked about it a lot this morning on the show, and I think it's going to take really from the Pop Warner level on up, you're going to have to teach these kids how to tackle with the shoulder pad as opposed to leading with a helmet. And I think it's a good thing for the National Football League. I think it would be a good thing for college football. It's a problem. You know, when you see those guys that just get crushed out there, they call them, you know, dramatic hits, whatever they want to call them, it does damage. And, you know, as soon as you go back to leading with your shoulder and tackling in the classic sense as opposed to leading with your helmet, you're going to be much better off in the long run.
Yeah, something we don't talk about a lot is, of course, the guys who lead with a helmet inflict a lot of damage on the tackle, the person being tackled. But obviously, you're setting yourself up for a potential injury as well, which is, you know, something we don't talk a lot about.
No, it's true. And at the same time, now you're going to have to watch professionals reconfigure their game. And I think you're going to see early on, at least, some guys that probably try to tackle low, maybe catch a knee in the helmet a couple of times. And, I mean, it's going to take some adjusting. It really is, because you've been doing something for the last 10, 15 years a certain way. It's really hard to change, especially when they blow the whistle and that thing is live and you're out there. It's really hard to change, fellas.
Who was the most feared guy when you were playing in the pros at the NFL level? Who was the guy that people didn't want anything to do with?
When I was playing, or now?
No, when you were playing, who was the guy that nobody wanted anything to do with as far as being hit by him?
Well, you know, there were a bunch of them. When you look at the AFC West, Carl Mecklenburg was creating a lot of havoc, and normally it's you go to the you leave the linebackers alone and go basically to the safeties, because those are the guys that have the opportunities more often than not,
right,
to break up on a tight end running across the middle or a running back coming out of the backfield. And, Steve Atwater comes to mind. He can certainly blow a guy up.
Yeah.
I saw him do that a couple of times. And, Yeah, it's just something that I think the National Football League wants to limit those scenes where you see a guy stumbling around after a big hit, and you know it's a sad thing to watch a guy struggling like that after something that maybe could have been avoided, and I think that's the whole idea behind this.
You talked about the issues with the Chargers a little bit earlier in the conversation. What exactly is going on out there? I mean, I think everybody's a little bit surprised. Not that they're, you know, not at the top of the division, but how bad they've struggled so far.
You know, it's a lot of injuries, and it's kind of a funny thing when you're putting together your 53-man roster out in the National Football League. You have a certain layer of guys that are starters, then you have a certain layer of guys that have to be backups and have to double as really good special teamers, and it's really that next level, that level down from starter. Those are the guys that make the plays on all the special teams. And when you start having injuries to starters and to that second level, now you're bringing in guys and you're moving them up into starting positions, and then that secondary and maybe even tertiary players brought up to play special teams. And the Chargers have had a lot of injuries here in the preseason and then going into the regular season. And so they've had to make those kind of moves. And, you know, the guys that they're bringing in, we're seeing new names on the back of jerseys where you're going, nah, who is that one? And who is that guy? And who is that guy? And when you have to do that and bring that kind of personnel in after the season's already started, man, you're running behind. And you've got to try to get these guys caught up and out on the field and executing a game plan. It's very, very difficult. And then you have another layer that moves up from that backup into a starting position, and it just makes you that much thinner. So it's been a real problem for the Chargers, just keeping guys healthy.
Billy Ray Smith, Jr., Arkansas legend. I'm looking at the media guide right now, and typically what we like to do is go back and try to get some personal information, but I don't have the 1980, 81 media guide. But you played obviously for Coach Holtz.
Right.
And still leading. Tackles for loss for the university. Mm-hmm. 63. Tackles for loss.
That's correct.
You played in 4 bowl games consecutive.
Yeah. Yes.
Coach Holtz, I guess he must have had a huge impact on you, right, in terms of
what
your career ended up being.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, as far as Coach Holtz goes, we have on the show this morning. We try to call Coach Holtz and get him on the show whenever there's a question about coaching and the approach to coaching, the approach to motivation. And I'll always remember Lou as one of the great motivational forces in my career, and just playing for him and that staff, the defensive coordinators I played under, as far as Monty Kiffin goes and Bob mm-hmm. Cope and then Don Lindsay, my junior and senior years, the coaches that I played for at Arkansas. I was blessed, and I was lucky to have some of the best coaches in college football.
Now, I guess right after you left, the linebacker position took an incredible hit. I mean, it just dipped probably as low as it's been in a while. I think David Basil came through and actually a year or two after you, and he mm-hmm. works for this radio station now.
Yeah,
and
that's
he can't
right.
even
I know the Baz.
The Baz, that's
the
right.
The Baz, that's right.
Now, was did you didn't play with him? But did he
sure
come?
Did.
Oh, you did. Okay, he did.
Oh yeah,
they played.
Okay.
Did you guys?
He was a youngster. You know, I had to show him the ropes.
The Blue Bonnet Bowl you guys played in together.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah.
Did you take him out on his recruiting visit? Was that true?
I don't know that I did that. if I did, it wasn't a memorable one. I can tell you that.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So what do you think about now the NFL? It seems like there's been and people always use parody. I don't know how you want to describe it exactly, but. It's been maybe a little bit different than what people were expecting going into the season. Seems like just about, anybody could come out of either side. Of course, you know, the Saints are still, you know, obviously very good. Indianapolis is very good. But from what you've seen so far, what's your feeling on who's going to be there at the end?
You know, it's really been a kind of a shocking beginning to the season, not just for the Chargers, but, I mean, you look at other teams around the league that you thought were going to be doing really well, a.k.a. the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
Man, my goodness, that's a shocking beginning to the season, and everybody's saying how safe Wade is, which means that Wade isn't safe. And as soon as they come out and say, "Oh no, there's no problem at head coach," you know there's a problem at head coach. And, you know, it's been a surprising year. And, you know, I think that, as far as the Chargers go, I can tell you this. As soon as Ryan Matthews gets a little bit more action as far as handoffs, a little bit more running game, take some of the pressure off Phillip Rivers, I think the Chargers are going to bounce back. And as far as the Cowboys go, I don't even know where to begin. Well, yes, I do. Check that. Here's where I begin. No more end zone celebration.
Yes.
Okay? We're not going to celebrate anything until the final gun goes off and we've won a game. Then we can celebrate all we want to. But no more cute little end zone celebration.
Bill Ray Smith Jr. joining us on the Zone. Do you think that that is an issue about discipline? Because that's been the argument made by a lot of folks. Or do you think it goes beyond that?
Well, to me, it's kind of 50-50. It's half on the player, and I think it's half on the league. I mean, that's a little bit ridiculous. I don't see – they didn't do anything that offended me, guys. I don't know about you guys.
No.
But I mean, the hook 'em horn sign offends me normally.
Right.
But, yeah, they were in the end zone together, and okay, hook 'em horns, whatever. Let's move on. It didn't necessarily constitute a penalty, and yeah, I hate that the National Football League would start getting so quick to censor the players and what they do after scoring a touchdown. Only because scoring a touchdown, that's the idea, man. That's what you celebrate. That's what you're out there to
right.
do. You're out there to score touchdowns, and it's kind of silly for something like that, which was silly, to draw a flag and now be a penalty in the National Football League.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about it a little bit yesterday, too. It is professional sports. It's football at the highest level, but it's also entertainment. And again,
yeah.
I think if it's not taunting, I don't see the downside of celebrating in the end zone. I thought Miles jumping over the dude's back was pretty incredible. Roy Williams, I thought that was amazing. Just the fact that he can do
awesome.
It is awesome. I mean, that's cool.
Was awesome.
Who can do that?
That was great.
I mean, that's cool, but...
I would have blown him away. I would never would have cleared his waistband if I'd have tried to jump over that guy. But
in your prime or today?
What, pardon me?
In your prime or today?
Both. to be honest with you,
yeah.
Fellas, both.
There you go.
But you know, it you can't take the joy out of a sport, even though it's on the professional level. You have to let the guys celebrate. It's kind of like after a professional tennis match. These guys roll around on the court and they throw their rackets and they hit balls up in the stands. I mean, that's part of the cool thing, you know, for the tennis fans that watch the big time tournaments. And so somebody scores a touchdown and you're going to, what are you supposed to just walk over and politely hand the ball to the referee and call him by name and then walk back over your sideline and not celebrate? It doesn't make sense to me.
Well said.
You hear any buzz about L.A.? They're going to get a team out there? What's the story?
But it seems like there's always the next guy that's going to step up and move out to Los Angeles. I don't know. I haven't heard any rumors lately. You know, the hot topic was Jacksonville a couple of months ago. But, you know, it's kind of hard to figure out the National Football League and what teams – you know, have a chance to get out of what deals and move to Los Angeles. I wouldn't think it would be that attractive a proposition. I know that they have a group up there ready to build a stadium, but at the same time, they've had teams. They've had a lot of teams, and they've all ended up heartbroken and leaving. So, yeah, I don't know what would make it any different.
All right. So before we let you go, who are you taking for Super Bowl? Who's your matchup now? If you had to pick today,
I will go with the San Diego Chargers.
This isn't airing in San Diego. You don't have to say that.
Oh,
I love the loyalty. I love the loyalty.
Yeah, man,
how about
an
NFC team at least? You going with the Saints again?
I'm going with the Saints.
Okay.
Drew Brees is my guy.
Okay.
When he came out to San Diego, I saw something in that kid, and he's still getting it done. So I'll go with the Saints and the Chargers, and we'll see if the Chargers can make me look like a genius.
Well, last thing, any more Billy Rays coming down the line? We need a good couple good defensive players.
I've got a beautiful daughter at Cornell University right now, and the good
she's
news
not
is,
Billy Ray, is she?
No,
okay.
She's Savannah.
Okay.
But she's the team is called Big Red, and that's as close as I could get her to going back to Fayetteville school.
I think she'll do fine with that degree. What's she studying?
She's in the hotel management school.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's great.
Good deal.
Hey, fellas, it's been nice visiting with you. It's been a blast.
Well, listen, we
appreciate
it. Thank
you very much.
We'll do it again soon. And if the Chargers actually get to the Super Bowl, I'm going to sing your praises. I promise you that.
Just make sure you save that tape, that little clip of tape.
Always. We always do. Anytime we have a Razorback legend on, we always hold on to it. So
very good.
Hey, Billy Ray Smith, appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you again soon, hopefully.
Thanks, fellas.